This is Free Thought Radio with co-hosts Dan Barker and Annie Laurie Gaylor. Irreverent views, news, music, and interviews.
Imagine there's no heaven.
Secular New Year. And hey, it's a nice unblemished year so far with no new state church violations yet. I'm Annie Laurie Gaylor and welcome to Free Thought Radio.
And I'm Dan Barker, your friendly neighborhood atheist. This is New Year's Day. The show is broadcasting on the weekend of January the 1st and 2nd, 2011.
Free Thought Radio is broadcasting in Madison, Wisconsin, airing also in several other cities across the nation, and podcasting everywhere.
Free Thought Radio is the weekly production of the National Freedom From Religion Foundation. We are the nation's largest organization of atheists and agnostics. We started in 1978 as a national organization, and today we have grown to more than 16,000, close to 17,000 if you count the subscribers and other supporters, more than 16,000 members nationwide. We work for two things. The first thing we do is we work to keep state and church separate, and we do that through complaints, through legal activity, through lawsuits. And of course, you heard last year, April 15th of 2010, we won a federal lawsuit declaring the National Day of Prayer unconstitutional. And the second thing we do is we educate the public about the views of non-believers, atheists and agnostics, and that's what Free Thought Radio is all about.
And what do we have in store today?
Well, today we're going to do a different kind of a show, more relaxed and a lot more fun for a New Year's Day show. We're going to have a show that is Name That Secular Songwriter.
And Dan, don't you have a joke for us on that topic?
Yeah, we, in past shows, we did a show a couple years ago on classical composers, and today we're going to talk about the great American songbook of, American popular songwriters. But this is an old joke, you probably heard this before, but a non-believing composer like Verdi or Brahms or Berlioz, what happens to them after they die? They just decompose. They don't go on to...
That is an old joke.
It is an old joke, I know,
okay,
but you know.
It's a joke. And so, Dan, you're calling this show Name That Secular Songwriter, not Name That Tune?
Yeah, because as you listen to this show, you're going to know these tunes. Most of them, you're going to know what the songs are and even their titles, and we'll tell you. But we're going to start playing the music, and you have to name the songwriter, or the lyricist in some cases, of this show. So these are all non-believing composers and lyricists, and we've talked about every one of these in past shows. And if you were listening carefully, you will recognize a lot of these names. In fact, we've interviewed a lot of the people and some of the children and widows of some of the people. And so we want to see how closely you've been listening.
So is this a test?
Yes, this is a test. This counts for 50% of your final grade, but it's a self-graded test, so don't worry. So... are we ready to play?
Yeah, well, this first one should be easy. Name this secular songwriter.
Oh, the Camptown ladies sing this song, do-da, do-da. Camptown racetrack's 8 miles long, all a do-da-day.
Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. I come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee.
Way down upon the Swanee River, far, far away.
Beautiful dreamer, wake unto me. Starlight and dewdrops are waiting for thee.
Sun shines bright on my Kentucky home. 'Tis summer and everyone is gay.
I dream
one was easy. And
everybody knows that was Stephen Foster.
But everybody might not know that he was not religious.
And Pete Seeger sang the song Camptown Races. The Robert Shaw Chorale did Oh Susanna. Paul Robeson sang Old Folks at Home. That was Molly Watson with Beautiful Dreamer. Kathy Fink with My Old Kentucky Home. And Marilyn Horne singing I Dream of Jeannie. And we don't know a lot about Stephen Foster's personal views, but we do know he was non-religious. He didn't go to church. His sister tried to get him to go to church, and he wouldn't go to church. He wrote secular music. He wrote songs about America. At the end of his life, he did have to make some money by writing some Sunday school songs, but he recycled some old secular melodies to do that. And so we know that Stephen Foster was a non-believer and really the first real American songwriter.
Now, I had asked specially to hear a little bit more of this song by Stephen Foster that's called Some Folks Do.
And it's a little bit of a humanist, sort of a slam at the somber people who go to church and worry about life. He always talked about having a merry, happy life.
Some folks like to sigh, some folks do, some folks do, some folks long to die. But that's not me nor you. Long live the merry, merry heart that laughs by night and day, like the queen of mirth, no matter what some folks say. Some folks like to scold, some folks do, some folks do. They'll soon be dead and cold. But that's not me nor you. Long live the merry, merry heart that laughs by night and day, like the queen of mirth, no matter what some folks say.
Okay, so now we have named that secular songwriter number two.
Old Man River. Something, but don't say nothing. He keeps on rolling along.
And someday I know that moment divine when all things you are mine.
When your heart's on fire, you must realize smoke gets in your eyes.
Fish gotta swim, birds gotta fly. I gotta love one man till I die. Can't help loving that man of mine.
Oh, but you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you. Just the way you look tonight.
Okay, that's Jerome Kern, if you guessed. And that he was best known for Showboat. We heard William Warfield singing Old Man River, Sarah Vaughan, All the Things You Are, Dinah Washington, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, Lena Horne, Can't Help Loving That Man, and Fred Astaire, The Way You Look Tonight. So Dan, tell us the secular credentials of Jerome Kern.
Well, by the way, The Way You Look Tonight was an Academy Award winning song for the movies, and the lyrics were written by Dorothy Fields, who was nominally Jewish, but pretty much a non-religious lyricist as well. And Jerome Kern was raised in New York City by second-generation German Jews, but they were thoroughly non-religious. They they didn't go to synagogue, and the last thing he did was when he went to his parents' wedding at a synagogue. So his music really transformed the American musical. He made American music what it truly is. Stay tuned. We're going to hear more of the Name That Secular Songwriter on Free Thought Radio. I'm Dan Barker here with Annie Laurie Gaylor, and we'll be right back.
This is Chris Benedict from Kansas City. I love the foundation and all they stand for and all that they do, and I enjoy Free Thought Radio.
As Mark Twain said, faith is believing what you know ain't so. This is Free Thought Radio.
I'm Annie Laurie Gaylor with Dan Barker, and hey, the good news for 2011 is that the post office is going to issue Mark Twain first-class stamps. That'll be fun.
I'll buy some of those.
And we are playing a game called Name That Secular Composer of the American Standard. We started off with a 19th century precursor, Stephen Foster, and then Jerome Curran. See if you can guess who this composer is.
So come on in here, Alexander's Ragtime Band.
There's no business like show business, like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing, everything the traffic will allow.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I could do anything better than you.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Always, always, I'll be loving you. That's true, always.
Fill your Easter bonnet with all the frills upon it. You'll be the grandest fellow in the Easter
Christmas.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above.
Okay, Dan, you owe us an explanation on that last song.
Believe it or not, the man who wrote God Bless America did not believe in God. The songwriter of the music and the lyrics was Irving Berlin. He also wrote White Christmas, but look at both of those. White Christmas isn't about Christmas, it's about the season. And God Bless America is not about God, it's about America. He wrote God Bless America for a character in a musical that in the army they might sing it. So he was a thoroughly non-religious person.
Now, we heard Ethel Merman singing Alexander's Ragtime Band, Rosemary Clooney, There's No Business Like Show Business, Betty Hutton, Anything You Can Do, Patsy Cline, Always, that was a beautiful version, Judy Garland, Easter Parade, which your dad was in, Dan.
Played the trombone in that movie.
Bing Crosby, White Christmas, and that was, of course, Kate Smith singing God Bless America. And I think we have time for just a clip of an irreverent song to make up for God Bless America from Irving Berlin. Ella Fitzgerald, Pack Up Your Sins.
She was 21 years old when she sang this, too. Listen to this.
Pack up your sins and go to the devil in Hades. You'll meet the finest of gentlemen and the finest of ladies. They'd rather be down below than up above. Hades is full of thousands of Joneses and Browns, the Holy Hands, Cohens and Brady's.
Well, that's Ella Fitzgerald singing the Irving Berlin anti-censorship song, pack up your sins and go to the devil in Hades. In fact, I have a version of that on our Friendly Neighborhood Atheist album.
Now, we have Ella coming up in the next Guess Who the Secular Composer Is.
So how are you doing so far? Have you got 3 out of 3 listeners? Here's the fourth one.
In olden days, a glimpse of stockings was looked on as something shocking. Now, heaven knows anything goes.
It was just one of those things, just one of those crazy flings.
Night and day, you are the one. Only you beneath the moon and under the sun.
The night is young, skies are clear, and if you wanna go walking, dear, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely.
I've got you under my skin.
What is this thing called love? This crazy thing called love.
So if you guessed Cole Porter, you guessed right, and we've talked a lot on this show about how Cole Porter came out of two closets, both gay and an atheist. And here's a little anthem, Live and Let Live, by Cole Porter.
From Can Can.
Seems tyranny we overthrew, and the law of the Bastille. You tell a Frenchman what to do, or if you tell him what not to do, he will only give one look at you, but the look will be nasty. The France will always curl her lip, and those will walk her way. And to every form of censorship, the French will always say,
and that's the Cole Porter song, Live and Let Live, from the musical Can Can, which was deliberately written to snub the censors who were trying to stop free expression. That was Cole Porter. I think we have time for a little bit of the next composer. If we don't, we'll come back after the break. So name this next secular songwriter.
Rhythm, I got music, I got my man, who could ask for anything more?
You say either and I say either, you say neither and I say neither, either either, neither neither, let's call the whole thing off.
There's a somebody
Well, we're not finished with this one, so after the break, we'll come back for more of this secular songwriter. I'm Dan Barker with Annie Laurie Gaylor. You're listening to Free Thought Radio, and stay tuned after the break and see if you can guess who is this famous secular songwriter.
Hi, I'm Rich from Chicago. I'm a former minister and proud to be now an out-of-the-closet atheist.
Beware of dogma. This is Free Thought Radio.
It ain't necessarily so.
It
necessarily so.
The things that you're liable to read in the Bible, it ain't necessarily so.
That's Sammy Davis Jr. I'm Annie Laurie Geller with Dan Barker. Free Thought Radio is back. We are playing a game called Name the Secular Composer. If you were a faithless listener and stayed through the break, you would have heard George and Ira Gershwin.
They were brothers.
Brothers and Eastern European Jewish immigrants who were really entirely secular.
There was Carmen McRae doing Summertime, Mary Martin doing I Got Rhythm, Billie Holiday, Nancy Wilson, and of course, Sammy Davis Jr.
That was in the previous segment. And then one of their friends we're going to listen to, see if you remember who this is.
It is only a paper moon hanging over a cardboard sea, but wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me.
Once I built a railroad, I made it run, made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done, brother, can you spare a dime?
Yes, April in Paris, chestnut blossoms, holiday tables under the trees.
Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you
that, of course, is Judy Garland's classic rendition of Over the Rainbow lyrics by Yip Harburg. We've talked a lot about him. We've had Ernie Harburg, his son, on the show, an out atheist, and FFRF has published his book of irreverent poetry.
And the music,
and
for
still available.
The music for Brother, Can You Spare a Dime was written by the free-thinking Jay Gorney as well. So that was Yip Harburg. And he also collaborated with someone else who is the next composer we'll be listening to on Name That Secular Songwriter.
On a clear day, rise and look around you, and you'll see who you was.
Look, look, look to the rainbow, follow it over the hill and stream.
It's that old devil moon that you stole from the skies. It's that old devil moon in your eyes.
How are things in Glaucomora? Is that little brook still leaping there? Does it still run down to Donnycobe through Killybegs, Kilcarry, and Kildare?
And that is How Are Things in Glaucomora, sung by Kate Baldwin, Old Devil Moon by Cheyenne Jackson, Look to the Rainbow by Fred Astaire and Petula Clark, and Barbara Streisand singing On a Clear Day. The songwriter was Burton Lane. We talked to his widow on this show last year, and he collaborated with Yip Harburg on the music.
For all of those
for
tunes.
For Finian's Rainbow, for those last three that we heard. And then another song, we can play just a little bit of it from Finian's Rainbow that is somewhat free thought, is the song called The Begats.
The Lord made Adam, the Lord made Eve. He made them both a little bit naive. They lived as free as the summer breeze, without pajamas and without chemise. Until they stumbled on the apple trees.
Then she looked at him, and he looked at her.
And they knew immediately what the world was fair.
He said, give me my cane. He said, give me my hat.
The time has come to begin the begat.
Begin the begat. And that's that very silly song.
By Burton Lane and Yip Harbor.
Now, I think everybody should be able, will recognize the following melodies. Whether you will know the names, I don't know. But here's another secular composer.
You saw me standing alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own.
Doe, a deer, a female deer. Ray, a drop of golden sun. Me, a name I call myself, far, a long, long way to run.
Edelweiss, Edelweiss, every morning you greet me.
We'll have Manhattan, the Bronx, and Staten Island, too. It's lovely going through the zoo.
My funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart.
Morning, oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling, everything's going my way.
Where is all that beautiful music written by atheists? Well, you've been listening to it. That's Richard Rodgers, the composer best known for Oklahoma, Carousel, South Pacific, The King and I, The Sound of Music, and he was an atheist.
And Oscar Hammerstein, the lyricist for most of his work, was also a thoroughgoing non-believer, although he didn't call himself an atheist.
And now we have yet another secular composer. Let's listen.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
And that's from the musical Annie. It was written by Charles Strauss, S-T-R-O-U-S-E, whom we've had on this show. Charles Strauss is a non-believing composer. He wrote Bye Bye Birdie. And that was, you heard Dick Van Dyke, you heard Anne Margaret, and the cast from Annie singing those songs.
And Charles Strauss has written an autobiography, talks about not being religious.
Put on a happy face, that famous song that he wrote that Dick Van Dyke sang.
And was a good liberal.
And civil rights activist as well.
And still alive, still working, and one of the great American songwriters. And we'll be back to finish up with somebody who just had his 80th birthday. I'm Annie Laurie Gaylor with Dan Barker, and we're talking about secular songwriters, those who have really contributed to the great American songbook, who were non-believers, so many of them, and what would we do without their music? And you can find out more about them at ffrf.org. Look for the Free Thought of the Day contact, and you can read all about their Free Thought credentials and also their musical contributions to the world.
Or go back to the archives and listen to interviews about some of these people that we've played their music.
So I'm Mark Zimbach from Raleigh, North Carolina, and I believe in the separation of church and state.
Protect the First Amendment. It protects you. This is Free Thought Radio.
I'm Annie Laurie Gaylor with Dan Barker. We're back for the final segment of Name That Secular Composer.
How are you doing so far? How many of you got 9 out of 9 so far?
And here is, we'll top it off with somebody who just had his huge 80th birthday celebration all year. Lots of books out about this living secular songwriter.
Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, you in midair. Send in the clowns. Isn't it bliss? Don't you approve? One who keeps tearing around, one who can't move. Where are the clowns? Send in the clowns.
Maria, I just met a girl named Maria, and suddenly that name will never be the same to me.
Well, that's just two tiny snippets from a huge work that Stephen Sondheim.
And by the way, Stephen Sondheim wrote the lyrics to Maria, and it was Leonard Bernstein who did the music.
But mostly he did both.
And yeah, and the rest of, from the rest of his life on.
We heard Glynis Johns, who was in the original Broadway production of A Little Night Music, singing Send in the Clowns. And of course, that's still on Broadway right now, reprise with Bernadette Peters in that role. And Sondheim, totally secular.
He was an atheist, is an atheist. And part of that probably is due to the fact that when he was a young boy, he was sort of adopted by Oscar Hammerstein, the lyricist who wrote with Richard Rodgers, who was the atheist. So he was raised in a very secular, Broadway secular environment and wrote about this world.
And here's one of my favorite. This is Mandy Patinkin singing Pretty Lady.
Pretty lady in the pretty garden, can't you stay? Pretty lady, we got leave and we got paid today. Pretty lady with the flower, give a lonely sailor half an hour. Lady, can you understand a word I say? Don't go away.
Pretty lady, you're the cleanest thing I've seen all year.
I sailed the world
pretty
for
lady,
you.
You're enough to make me glad.
Pretty lady, I'm a million
I'm
miles from
lady.
That's Mandy Patinkin's version of Pretty Lady by the great Stephen Sondheim, another We're finishing our secular songwriters segment right now, but we want to end, of course, as we always do. Usually we bring in the new year by playing Bobby Burns' Auld Lang Syne, and because of the configuration of the year this year, we're going to play that on January 1st instead of at the end of the year, and we're going to go back into time and talk about a secular songwriter of yore in Scotland, a deist, very unorthodox, very critical of religion, and this is a classic the whole world sings now.
Should all acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should all acquaintance be forgot for Auld Lang Syne? For Auld Lang Syne, my dear, for Auld Lang Syne, we'll take a cup o' kindness yet for Auld Lang Syne. We both hae paidled in the burn frae morning sun till dine, seas between us played a road sin' Auld Lang Syne. And there's a hand, my trusty friend, and gie's a hand o' thine, and we'll tak a richt good willy wacht for Auld Lang Syne. For Auld Lang Syne, my dear, for Auld Lang Syne, we'll tak a cup o' kindness yet for Auld Lang Syne.
Happy New Year. That was the Scottish singer Jim Malcolm doing Auld Lang Syne. Brian, thank you very much for producing the show. This was an especially hard show to produce.
There's just a couple cuts in there.
Yeah, a couple cuts. You did a great job. It was a lot of fun. We also want to thank our announcer, Buzz Kemper. The show is recorded in Madison, Wisconsin. Go to ffrf.org/radio to hear all of our past shows and to sign up for the podcast.
Call 1-800-335-4021 if you want more information. Go to ffrf.org. You can ask for a copy of our newspaper, Free Thought Today, but why not just join us and support us? I'm Annie Laurie Geller with Dan Barker. We will be back with more blasphemous broadcasting and rational radio next week.
Free Thought Radio is a production of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, ffrf.org. Irreverent views, news, music, and interviews brought to you by Annie Laurie Gaylor and Dan Barker.